Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the hardest things to brush your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
We
got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
TNT,
District 12, get ready, District 11, get ready, District 10, District 9, get ready, District 8, get ready, District 7, District 6, get ready. District 4, District 3, get ready, District 2, get ready, ready, District 1. Area code 404. Get ready, catnip, water for the drip, drip, drip. Area code 281. Pump up the tires. Don't be late. Get ready, bus lady. Area code 754. Miss on lady. Get ready. Get ready, there you go, 360 volt, the brother from another mother, get ready, hit me, TNT.
All sucky, sucky now, hey, TNT, are you ready? Said, are you ready? So you're ready. Cause Oki got you ready. Then Tony got you ready. Ray got you ready. Then Pam got you ready. DC got you ready. G-Man got you ready. The Mods got you ready. And Dad got you ready. Tish got you ready. 865-281. Some of the callers, just for fun, got you ready. Congratulations to Iraq, the Coalition of Nations, the Narlan, and the TNT family. Now, the RV is ready. It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation. TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, April 19, 2024. Raven 98 here, along with... Oops. Sorry, Tony. Hit the wrong button.
Okay,
start over, sir. Nobody heard you.
I said, good afternoon, TNT. And then I said, did Ray say good morning? It sounded like you said good morning.
No, I said good afternoon.
Oh.
I believe I did.
Okay, guys. First, I got to put out some apologies. Sorry about Wednesday. System wouldn't work. As we tried it a couple of times, me and Ray going back and forth. We do have a backup system. But I'm saving it for when we need it. Because I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys. Honest. I don't know if they're intentionally doing that to us or not. Okay. Now, I feel like when I go on their site and all the other sites are working, why is ours not working? And sometimes it comes after something or something I wasn't supposed to give out or anything else. So, but... when it really happens, we got a backup system. So don't think you're going to miss it. I just don't want them going through it right now. Okay? Yeah, so sorry about Wednesday. Even trying to get later. Sorry about yesterday, too, because unfortunately, I mean, I was sick, which I thought it was food poisoning, but the more I think about it, it could have just been stomach flu. But it was horrible. My whole body hurt. So I probably was stomach flu. But it was a bad day. But we're going to go on. So this is my last apology before we go on. I have to apologize to you guys and some of the other gurus. And I apologize to them because I know the information I put out They quickly go take it and Ray, there's some noise. They quickly go take it, put it up on their sites and, you know, act like it's their information or something they discovered and everything else. But that's not what really matters. What matters is we get the right information out. Because I was reading the itinerary, which I still have right here, and I told you guys that Donnie wasn't leaving until Sunday, which was incorrect. I was going to correct it on Wednesday, but we didn't have a call, so I couldn't tell you guys. But I will tell you right now, he had a dialogue session with the Atlantic Council. Have you guys seen it? It's all over the internet, so you can see it for yourself. Hear exactly what he talks about, the country, everything else. At the end, he even talks about the dinar and when or if it's going to revalue it and how the process works. It's a little short thing, but it's informative to us that know about it. But it says there's a dialogue session with the Atlantic Council. President Atlantic Council received delegation. Even says, go to the restroom on the 12th floor for 4 minutes, then go to the dialogue session hall. The Prime Minister be welcomed by the President of the Atlantic Council. All this we saw, speech of the Prime Minister. We already saw all that. So after that, it gives the exact time, which is moving and arriving to the residence. Then they're going to break for lunch. They're going to do some media meetings. Then they're going to head over to Andrews. And then he's taken off of the Capitol Baghdad. So he is leaving, going home tonight. Just so you guys know. I actually have the exact times here, but I don't think I'm supposed to give them up. But it's tonight, not Sunday. Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny because I think I gave this to you guys on Monday. I told you I had it, we read it. On Tuesday, I don't know if you guys saw it, there was actual articles out about somebody on social media giving out the agenda and how the intelligence agencies in Iraq had messed up. I really started laughing because I thought it was funny. Because, I mean, I didn't give out the whole thing. I was just reading it. But they actually had news articles out about it. And that's why I try to tell you guys, they are listening to us all the time. All the time. But they didn't blame it on our intelligence guys. They said Iraq intelligence guys messed up. And they're going to redo it. So anyway, just to let you know that it's there. And they definitely did. So anyway, he goes home tonight. He's not on the way. Because of the times. Well, he could already be gone. Let me see. Speech was this morning, yeah. It actually says 1:22 p.m. So he's already gone heading home. That's what it says. Which is good news for us. Because we didn't want to wait till Sunday. They have all the big screens up, the televisions, everything. They're expecting him to come home and make some announcements. Make some changes, tell them what everything was about. That he had a very good and productive meeting, which he obviously did. Very good and productive meeting. I think they got through what they wanted to. The U.S. is not leaving. It's never going to leave. They just had to put it in the way they understood it. But we already know that. Articles out now with the framework now saying they didn't really want the U.S. military to leave. Now they don't want us to leave, okay? Kurdistan and the, I think it was the Shiites, well, they already said they don't want us to leave. But now the framework is saying they changed their mind, right? They don't want us to leave. They didn't really want us to leave. Oh, all this was Iran's idea. Because that's what they're saying. This was Iran's idea. The people of Iraq want you here. So they had all these committees and meetings and made these decisions. They signed 14 memorandums of understanding, contracts with different companies and groups. He met with bankers. He met with president of Chase. He met with Citibank, met with somebody else. He met with industry leaders. He met with Blinken. It was a good meeting for Iraq. They got a lot of things settled. They said they got a brand new partner in the U.S. And it's not just military, it's economy. You talked about the 5,000 students that are ready to come over here to get educated, to go back there to change their country. We agreed to do that. He only met with Biden for about an hour. That was it. Actually, on this schedule, it says an hour and a half, but that's all they met. The rest of the time was with other leaders. He did go to Houston, went to Michigan, and went to Washington State. There are some pictures of him meeting with the people, local Iraqis who were there. And we are good. So just like I told you guys, it's a good thing we wasn't on Wednesday. Because on Wednesday, they was telling us we should be in the bank by Friday. But I told you guys on Monday, I didn't believe that, no way. Even though that's what they kept saying. I don't think he's going to do it till he get back his feet on solid ground. And I still don't. And today, that's what they are saying. When he gets his feet on solid ground, as of yesterday, this will be done by Monday. Expecting folks to be in the process tomorrow. There's nothing late left to do. We are waiting for the entourage to arrive back home. We expect announcement quickly thereafter. And more political drama has been sidestepped. We are ready to go. We are ready to go. I mean, everything's done. Now he came over here. He kissed the ring, even though everybody's telling you, or some of these gurus are saying he came over here with power and authority. Trust me, that is not what happened. He don't have power and authority unless it's given to him, and that's what he came over here for, which I thought was sending the wrong message. And I'm still just telling you guys the truth. That you had to come over here and get permission from the U.S. to do what you want to do with your own country. See, Netanyahu, he's not going for that. He said, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what y'all say. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. But anyway, he came over here, worked it out. And we said, yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to give it to you under these conditions. He related it back to the framework, and they said, okay. Look at all the money, equipment, industry, the way they're getting ready to change this country. You don't want them to be here. Oh, framework. It wasn't our idea. That was Iran's idea. So we're going to see what happens. But we care about, again, the banks are ready. They're going to be there this weekend. They're told to be ready. They're not on standby, not on high alert. They were told to be ready. So they can call them in. And we will be going. The schedule has not changed. They will go in at 6, set up, get ready, open the doors at 8, and we'll work till 7 at night. And then from 8 to 7 every day after that. All right, Ray, let's get started. Hey, guys, I gave the information, but we're just going to do this short call because Ray is traveling. He has something else to do. But I'm going to answer as many questions as I can right now. Or if you want to, you guys can just tell me what's going on. All right, Ray.
Okay, let's see. R.P. Moore, 1086, says, does the date matter on all of the currency? Can you please explain what the ZIM AgriCheck is? And is it like purchasing ZIM?
I have no idea what a ZIM AgriCheck. Oh, let's ask the new The new money? Is that what you're talking about?
That might be the new money, but I wouldn't be buying any of it, thinking I'm going to make money off of it.
Yeah, because you're not. You're not. The only date that I know of is 2008, 2009, 50 trillion, 100 trillion notes. Those were the ones we were told we were always going to get paid on. So that's the only dates on any currency I can tell you about.
Okay. Tired in WA says, can I exchange my daughter's currency with mine and then transfer her money into another account for her as a joint account? And would there be a gift tax on that? Yes, there would, 100%. So maybe you might not want to do that.
Even if it's a joint account?
Even if it's a joint account, he gifted her money.
Okay, if you say so, I'm just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, at least that's been my past experience with the three-letter guys,
well,
with some customers years ago, unless they changed the process. But you give people, even if you put in a joint account, you're still giving it to that person.
I'm giving them access to it. I'm not really giving it to them, right?
Same thing, though. They have access to it. Oh. That's like giving it to them. Or at least it was. Haven't been involved in that in over 10, 12, 15 years, so things may have changed. All right. E. Steels says, is the Bolivar still in the first basket despite the news of sanctions being reestablished? Yes, it's still in the first basket. We haven't heard anything different. Too tall. Could you please confirm or deny all the rumors in Dinarland regarding your food poisoning? You had an off-book meeting with Satani at your casino, and he asked you to prove why you are called Tony the Hot Dog Guy. I hope you're feeling better. So I don't know if that was a real question.
Wait.
Maybe they just...
wait a minute. I've been getting a lot of mentions of me in casinos, and I'm trying to figure out where is this coming from. How do everybody know about casinos and me at this casino thing? Where'd that go? But
I don't know. I never told anybody that was your second home. Oops, did I just say that?
Oh, okay. I've been getting this a lot lately.
I don't know where they got that from. I haven't been commenting. But.
But I will tell you guys, I did eat some hot dogs and I got sick. So I don't know.
All right. Cirque 7 says, if 13303 is not renewed in May, does that prevent us from exchanging our dinar into USD? Or does it just prevent us from purchasing more dinar? Or both?
Or neither.
Cool.
It doesn't stop you from purchasing more dinar. It doesn't prevent you from exchanging. The rule's already in place. We had every right as Iraqi did to do that. And you guys got to remember, even if it's not re-signed, because it hasn't been re-signed, it has till May the 23rd. May the 23rd, it is still in force. And even after that, the main function was to protect their money from us and other people who wanted to sue them. And that's the protection they're about to lose. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
The Raven. Several years ago, I gifted some 25K dinar to family and friends. I was wondering if they could exchange them at the exchange centers and get a contract rate, or they have to go to the bank.
Nobody is going to give you a contract rate at exchange center. At the airport or any of these online sites or anything like that. At a BAC, they will. You know what they call BAC?
Yep.
Bank Alternative Center. You are going to get the highest rate or the contract rate. You are not, if you're going to the airport or you're going to a kiosk in the mall or anywhere else, you're going to get what the Forex rate is. All right?
Okay. You see, we have three members celebrating birthdays today. Nine Ball, Cool Water, and Queen of Persia. Happy birthday to the three of you.
I wonder why I wish you a happy birthday. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Area code is first, but I think she's going to want to be last today because I think this is going to be it.
Uh-oh.
So we'll go to 510 area code. You're on.
Yeah, thank you, Ray. First of all, have a great trip and get home safe. And Tony, when you sent out that text or whatever you call that, first thing to come to my mind that you had sushi at a gas station. But,
no.
Anyway,
that would never happen. Never.
Okay.
Yes, I was
curious if my wife and I have a trust, and if we made another trust with our names on it and my son's on it so that he could have access to it, would that be a taxable event?
Yes, when he pulls income from it, that'll be a taxable event.
So that's like the gift. That would be like the gift tax then?
Nope, it would be income. It would be an income tax.
Okay. Okay.
To him.
Okay.
Or you. Anybody that pulls money out of a trust personally is personal income and is taxes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And the other thing is, I was looking on Twitter and it said that you have 135,000 or 135 something followers, and I was curious when this is all over and you're gonna plan the different events, how are we gonna be notified? Is after like 3 days after we pay the $100 and we get the information and then everybody's gonna be off? How will we be notified of the different events?
Oh, you mean events around the country?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, everybody's not going to be off, okay? I'm just creating a separate system for the new
okay.
one. You understand? So at the end of this, I'll cut everybody off. Then for the next 30 days, whoever pays their $100, whoever's in for that 30 days, they're the only ones who are now subscribed. So
yeah.
Those people are going to go into the new system, all right, which would be $1,000 a month. But they're
yeah.
going to the new program. But now I can go back to everybody in the old system and say, hey, we're doing an event in Raleigh, North Carolina, or we're doing an event in New York, wherever it is, and everybody will be able to sign up from there.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great.
But wait a minute, Tony. This would be post-RV. Why don't we just send the
yeah.
invitations to the people that are on the list? Because the other ones don't want to be on the list. They can't use money as an excuse. It'd be post-RV.
Oh, so you mean if they're not current, you don't want them to come to your event?
Okay.
I don't mean
just
to stir
thought.
The pot, but I'm serious.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't want to get on the list, why would they want to come to any of our events that we're going to have?
Well, a lot of people have followed you. I've been following you for since, 13 years, 14 years, something like that. And I plan on paying the $100, but I'm 80 years old. I don't know if I'm going to last too much longer. So I pay the $100 and keep going. But a lot of people might want to meet the people that they've heard on the talk and listen to. And so that's why
well,
I got everybody.
If they want to, they could at least pay $100 and get on the list. Then when we have events,
oh, yeah,
that's who we'll send the information to. That's my thought.
Okay.
You do what you want to do, Tom. That's what I would do.
There you go. Came up with the solution to the problem.
Okay. All right. I know the solution now, so I appreciate. Listen, I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And Tony, get well.
I'm glad
Ray,
you brought it up.
Yeah.
I ain't
giving
any thought. So.
Okay. Have
right,
a safe trip, Ray.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a safe trip.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. 731 area code. You're on.
Hey, just a couple of questions. One is, if we get notifications tomorrow, the bank's likely to be open on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When we get notifications, bank's likely to be open the next 10 days in a row.
Okay. Second thing, you said something about if you have money in a trust and you take it out, then you have to pay income tax on it?
Sure, that's income to you if you take it out and receive it personally.
Okay. All right. Well, we're getting money that's non-taxable. How do we maintain it as non-taxable money?
Keep it as yours. Because the minute you give it away to any entity and then pull it back, it becomes taxable income to you then. Ownership changes.
Then you're open to liability lawsuits and whatever.
That is correct. not only lawsuits, you know, the biggest thing most of you should be concerned with is not lawsuits. It's conservatorship and guardianship. That's what a lot of you need to be concerned with. Especially anybody that's at least 60 years old or better, you need to be concerned about protecting yourself from conservatorship and guardianship. You might not do anything to get sued, but you're going to have some relatives that's going to want to make decisions on how you can spend that money. And if they can prove to the court that you don't know what you're doing, guess what? You become a Britney Spears.
Leave Britney alone.
Okay, that was my question.
You get the point. And what's Wendy Williams? You know, all that headache they've gone through, their relatives was fine initially.
And listen,
but that's
guys,
what you guys need to be concerned
about,
really.
It's a sad topic, but it doesn't even have to be your children, though.
Correct.
It could be your niece and nephew. Or it could be a neighbor down the street. You think you just went crazy. He go file the paperwork. Anything could happen.
Ownership has a hefty price. For those of you that are going to continue owning stuff and owning money and owning assets, you better protect them.
Better protect
you. Can I answer my question? All right. Thank you. Hope you get better.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
206 area code. You're on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony.
Hey, sir.
First off, Ray, hope you've had a safe trip. Hope you have a safe return and hope you're successful wherever you are.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You sure will. And thanks for coming on today when you're out on the road. That's kind of a hardship to you, and we sure appreciate it. Tony, I have been getting a lot of echo in my phone, so I wasn't quite sure what you said at the outset. Did you say that the three-letter people are telling you we should be in the bank on Monday, or were you saying something other than that? I couldn't make it out.
I don't know what they said. Let me see. What did they say? Wait, in the wrong place. They said all is going through, will be done by Monday, expecting folks to be in process tomorrow, whatever that means.
Wow. That's kind of strange, isn't it? I wouldn't know how to interpret that.
Well, me? I'm going to wait till Monday to see what happens, though.
Okay. Well, I guess we got to know the double talk, and we'll just have to percolate that.
Guys, I told you last Monday my thoughts, and now they're actually saying to me, after they arrive back tomorrow, they're expecting some announcements. So I don't know if the announcement is going to be on Saturday or Sunday, and then we should start seeing things go from there. That's basically what all this says.
Okay. Well, it was real echoey on my end, so I couldn't make out what you said. Thanks for repeating it, and have a great weekend.
All right, you too, sir. Thank you.
Yep, get better.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
Thank you.
909, Erico, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Greetings.
Hey.
I read an article here a couple of days ago when Sudani was in Washington, D.C., that an agency was not going to lift some of the sanctions off the Iraqi banks. And I don't think Sudani was too happy, but my question to you, that's not going to affect what we want to do, right? Even though they have sanctions on the banks. In your opinion, is Sudani going to continue to flip the switch and go for it?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't about us. Those are actually Iran banks in Iraq. So it's not going to affect anything at all. And they're just trying to get back in business because it affected so much of their business. But they're not going to let them do the dollar. So we're good.
Okay, very good. Super. Thanks a lot. I'll bow on out and let the next person come on in. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Okay. Let me redirect for a second. Clarification for maybe some people who couldn't read between the lines. In most cases, if a person puts money in an account and makes you joint holder, more than likely the intention is for you to be able to get that money. So when you get that money, that's what makes it taxable. So no, it's not taxable putting money somewhere for somebody, but it's going to be taxable when they take it out and start receiving it. I thought that was self-evident when I answered the question initially, but apparently some people misinterpreted or misunderstood it. So hopefully that cleared that up.
All right, who's next?
Wait a minute. I lost my place here. The thing moved on me. Let's see. We did 206, then 909. 202, area code. You are on.
Gentlemen, how you doing? It's JW.
Hey, JW.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Sounds like a pretty good call rolling on here, so I want to keep it going. Tony, last time that you and I spoke, I think I asked you about you getting your 800 number, and you said you want to talk to the people. Have you been able to talk to them and find out how that rollout's going to go?
Oh, no. Man, I didn't even think about it, tell you the truth. The last 2 days, I didn't think nothing about it. But, let me write that down. I'm going to ask somebody today. But, no, I don't know. But I know still the five of us, and somebody has asked me, sent me something about Wolverine is not on the list that I know of. Out of the five, his name was not one of the ones on there. So anyway, we'll see.
Okay. Well, that's about all I had, buddy. Glad you're feeling better, and Ray, hope you have a safe trip back. And,
thank you very
talk
much.
To you guys later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
310 area code. You are on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. First of all, gentlemen, I want to say thank you for all that you do. You are great what you do. I've lost two relatives on this 15-year journey. I lost my mother and my sister, and they were really into this, but, they're no longer here. So I just have to ask a question. Thank you. Thank you. I want to ask this question, and I mean it in all sincerity. You know, sometimes, Tony, you know, you get the info, and then you give it to us, and sometimes it has a stipulation or a probable miscue that could happen, like last week, the Iran-Israel situation. And my question is, are these guys who are in charge of this, are they – do you think it's even a possibility that they're like sadists and they just enjoy getting off on dangling that carrot in front of us and then like stealing it away from us? Or am I just – am I misguided?
Misguided.
Yeah, definitely misguided. Listen. You guys have to understand, again, this is not about us. We're very fortunate to be here. Nothing they're doing, setting up, the way they're going about it, is about us. You know, we're just standing on the sidelines watching, reaping the benefits of what they're doing. Now, we carried their buckets or their water or their tools during the beginning of this. We helped Iraq through a turbulent time by buying the currency and keeping their economy up, but we're still not about us. So in doing what we did, he said, you earned your place at the table because everything wouldn't happen without you. At that point in time, it would not because the economy was going down. Just us buying the currency was keeping them going. And now that we're into this, this is a global situation. It's not about me and you. It's about all these other Middle Eastern countries that are affected. It's about all these other people. It's about all these other industries that are going to grow out of this. And the bottom line is always about the money, but it's about their money, not our money.
Right.
It's trillions and trillions of dollars. So while they listen to us and... You know, I got a dedicated group that listens to me, listens to this line, and I've known it, but I've known it for years. I don't know how long you've been on here. But I tell you, they had, you know, a whole case file on me, and they followed me to the gas station, to the store. One night, I was at three different spots, and the guy was right there, and then DC called and said, hey, you did this, you did this, you did that. I was like, really? Like, I'm telling you, they're following you. And I said, yeah. Okay. And I understood it. But I'm not mad at that part. I mean, I'm not mad at any of it. But the guys we're getting the information from, I'll tell you guys, in the beginning, we had a guy in every meeting in Parliament. We had guys at every bank. We got guys everywhere. They're there to help us. They decided to help us. I had people in Iraq had their front door kicked in, their computers taken. We had some people taken to jail, had to send them, you know, $1 million to get out of jail. It was just, man, you guys do not know some of the stuff that has happened behind this. But even with all of that, with me getting threatened or getting, you know, it's still not about us. And we're relying on our resources, people who in their own right are taking chances with their jobs, with their families, with the knowledge that they are sharing, just to give us this, to keep us in the game, you know, to give us that hope that we need and evidence that it's coming in the future. We just have wrong. I've lost people like you've lost people, like we've all lost people, and God knows I wanted them to see this. I wanted them to see
me too. Me too.
The fruits of our labor. I want them to be able to enjoy it, everything else. So I feel your pain. So don't think I don't. And I would love to say I feel 10 times your pain, but I don't because I don't know what your actual pain is. But you know, I feel it. But I do feel it for everybody. And the emails that I get, the text messages or the phone calls that I get, and know that we're all going through it together. So I do understand your question, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, I'd like to say one thing real quick. I met Ray in L.A., and I told him about a movie I'm in that's coming up in October. And I'd just like to share that with the group somewhere in Montana. My name is Andrew Rowe, and you guys could support that movie. Would really be great.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And just one more thing real quick. I think we should start a little uprising or feud between Bus Lady and 404, because they ask the best questions. It could be like King Kong versus Godzilla.
Well, okay then. All right. We'll see if we can get them to get in the ring together. All right.
I'd like that.
All right.
You might would have been better off if you picked some female examples instead of some creatures. I'm just saying. But,
I think you're right. Pardon me, ladies. Pardon me.
Okay. Thank you, sir. 210 area code. You are on.
That me?
That's you,
yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Ray, I guess this question is for you. My daughter-in-law was injured about a year ago, and it's one of the biggest companies in the world. They've got companies in theme parks all over the world. They almost killed her. So I've been supporting her, and she, you know, she filed a lawsuit against this company, and they made her an offer. She turned it down. They're only $5 million apart, so they met about 2 weeks ago, and I think they're going to sell it. Now, she wants to pay me back because I've been supporting them. Now, can she make out a checking account and get a debit card and just give me the debit card? Because it's going to be more than that $24,000 that you're allowed to do. You know what I mean?
Well, you're only allowed to do $14,000, correct?
Well, 14, yeah, but, you know, it's a whole lot more than that.
Wait a minute, though. Look at what's taking place. Because you said she wanted to pay you back. So paying someone back is not a gift. So that's the way you would have to structure it, that she is paying back for something that you covered. Then you might could, there's some ways you could shimmy around the tax hit on that. It wouldn't be a gift, and it wouldn't be income to you if it's a debt that's being paid back. But you have to structure it as such.
Okay. Well, thank you. And Tony, just quick for you, and I'm serious about this, man. The last time I was on, I asked you this question, and you ducked the question.
Uh-oh.
Now, we know Ray Wren is smart. He's got to be because of what he does. But Tony, how in the world did you get so smart?
What?
I'm serious.
Well, you know what? They say in this life you can be one of two things. You can be smart or you can be lucky. So I guess I'm just
okay.
Lucky.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Sure. Take care.
Right. Okay.
704. Here we go. You are on.
All right. Good afternoon.
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Glad you're feeling better. And when we're at the exchange, our major goal is just to get the highest exchange rate and set up a major account, like a primary account and maybe a personal account, and then all other business is to be discussed at a later time.
For the majority of people, yes. For, like, Danny, no. He's going to do all this at one time, structured, think that, you know, the more money you have, the more time you have. But for the majority of people, they're trying to do, you know, 20, 30-minute appointments, get your money in, count it, get gone, tell you to go see your wealth manager or your private banker to set everything else up. Okay?
Okay. Is the exchange person that's in charge, would they be the one to consider for your wealth manager?
Would it be considered as your wealth manager?
could you consider them to be your wealth manager if they are in that same status? I don't know what their status is.
Oh yeah, I don't know that they're going to have wealth managers doing this, doing the exchanges or not.
Okay. So. Well, any other update on authorization codes?
Nope. We'll see. Well, you know what? I will give you this, since you said updates, because I told you they listen to what we're saying. So I did just get an update. So they said, with all that, I said, whatever that means, to be in process tomorrow, nothing left to do, waiting on you. He said, supposed to start Saturday with full blown to the public by Monday. That's what all this means. So anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Glad I asked that question.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
All right. Very good. Be careful out there, Ray. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. 610 area code, you are on.
Hey, good evening, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another dynamite day here in the USA. And Ray and Tony, because of the hour, I'm going to keep it to the very short version. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, scroll down to where you will see the sentence that says subscribe to our paid members list. Follow the prompts as you go through there. Remember to subscribe to the paid members list first, then remember to make your payment. After you have made your payment, make sure that everything that you've typed in there for your email addresses and phone numbers come back as accurate. Make sure everything is in there, typed in there correctly. And if you make a change to your cell phone number or your email address, you must go back into the system, make those changes, and then remember to subscribe to the paid members list again, and then remember to send in a new payment in order to activate those new subscriptions so that you'll get the emails and you'll get the text messages when Tony sends them out. As always, gentlemen, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And Ray, continued safe travels. Tony, continue to feel better and make it a dynamite weekend, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tony. You're welcome, Ray.
All right.
How do I say goodbye to what we had?
404 area code. You're on.
All these comments are hard things to be following here. I was trying to figure out the music that you were playing on that.
No. Just the words. How do I say goodbye? Saying goodbye to you.
Okay. Adios.
So your first question, Your first question should be, Ray, do you really believe it this time?
Well, that was... You took the words out of my mouth because it was like I was the tune was, you know, I was like, I recognized the tune, but I couldn't pick up the words. And it's like, is this true? Can this really be true? So, and do you believe this, Ray?
No, I do.
Good. Tony?
I do.
Well, this is exciting, and thank you for putting me at the tail end here, because it gives me a chance to kind of peruse and really get my thoughts together. It also makes it harder to ask the questions because so many of them that were percolating in my brain have already been asked. But I really do appreciate the fact of putting things into perspective of what your folks were saying. That should be, and getting the clarification of what in process, what they were meaning by that. And I guess, you know, in all the times that we've been doing this, when we use the terminology expecting an announcement when the Iraqi delegation gets back, given how successful they have been here on U.S. soil, with the government and business, and then landing back in Iraq, are you feeling at this stage that they actually will have a formal announcement, like press conference, upon landing, at which point they would actually be saying it to the Iraqi people and the world? Or are you thinking it will still be like we've said, it's just going to surface, be there without any formal, you know, hoopla?
Well, listen. So I'm going to give you the big picture answer, though. I was concerned. I was concerned with Israel, Iran, you know, tit for tat, but now they're both saying that's over. We're done with that. I'm like, okay, calmer heads prevail. I was excited to see all agreements that were made, the 14 contracts, the meetings, everybody agreeing the terms. All the good news coming out. I was really excited with everybody who came with him, but you guys don't have any clue. You can see this itinerary. He brought damn near the whole government with him. I mean, he brought a lot of people. It was crazy. And they've been over here, and it was to finalize. So other groups there, they still got to explain the coins and the process and all that. I think they've been doing that for years. We've done that over and over. It's going to be digital. It's going to happen quickly. So even right now as we speak, as you ask me that question, they're getting prepared tonight, because that's what I just got. They're getting prepared tonight. They're getting prepared tonight. So they feel like something's happening, and Ray feels like something's happening. So I guess I'll ride with them, and something is happening. So I initially expected it on Tuesday, to tell you guys the truth. But they're saying, hey, when he gets home, he's going to make the announcement, and we're going to go. So let's get cracking. All right?
Appreciate it. These are indeed exciting times, and again, it's rather kind of there's a sadness here that things are over, because this has been such a routine for, you know, over a decade. But we're really on the threshold of being able to do so much. And 10 days from whenever this does actually materialize, we know that that's when our very special TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be in full swing. And we look forward to everyone doing that and making things so much better. And safe journey to you, Ray, and Tony, continue to get feeling better. We don't want you to be ill when all of this does transpire. And Ray, we want you to be back home when all of this gets going too. So appreciate it.
I'm already putting stuff back in the suitcase.
I was wondering, is that what the noise in the background has been?
I said I'm already putting stuff back in the suitcase.
Sounds good. We'll get that private plane going so that you get back in time. So we appreciate it. And thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. There is no bad news. There's no bad news anywhere. Everybody's saying it's over. It worked out. He got the blessing he needs. He got the agreement that we needed. The soldiers aren't going anywhere. The banks are cooperating. Iraq got the contracts in the environment. They got a new commitment as our partners in business. Man, it was actually a good week for Iraq, which is a good week for us. So now all we got to do is wait and see. All of our three-letter agencies and the banks are saying this is our weekend. It's finally come to a conclusion, which I surely hope that it has. So with that, I'm going to tell you, I hope you're a member of PNP. Hope you stay in as a member of PNP and go on to the next level with us. It should conclude this weekend, which I'm hoping it does. Give us all a little bit of break. Well, give you guys a little bit of break. I got to work for those 10 days doing that. And then I'm going to take a break. And then we'll see what happens, okay? But just so you know, be happy. Be excited. Go get your champagne bottles and your sparklers and your fireworks. And don't light it. Just be ready to light it. And we'll see what happens, all right? In the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray?
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you.
Well, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this fantabulous Friday. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Let's see what happens between now and, let's just say the clock is ticking. I really do believe that. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
Whoa.
fix it.
God will fix it. Yes, it will.
If you just believe.
Just believe.
Oh, that God can get better.
I'm
doing
sure.
I know you've been crying at night. But I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better. Trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
Oh, you can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
Oh, won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then I
believe.
Your money's gonna get better. Things are gonna work up for you good. Tell somebody.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Excited about your future.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back.
Different without you. Time is gonna be hard and slow for the rest of my life. Gonna be thinking about you. Yes, I am. Time came when you had to go.
Ladies and gentlemen.